Good morning, the vault.
Oh, it is a good morning indeed.
That is really good.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Man.
Welcome back. Another episode of the vault.
Yes, the vault.
Episode 15.
15. I almost said 14.
But that was the last one. Why I was going to let you say it, and I was like, he's thinking about it too long. I got to say 15 real quick. This time, we're talking all about dreams.
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 And not the dreams you're thinking of. Not the ones you have at night.
I mean, you may have these at night.
I mean, you might have them at night.
These aren't nightmares, though. This isn't nightmares.
No.
No, because I see you every night. And that's a damn nightmare to myself.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. You're like always lurking again.
Yeah, there he is. He's here somehow. All right, we'll just go right into it. Fact. It takes over 500 peanuts to make a 12-ounce jar of peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah. I got really excited because I'm kind of excited because it really blows my mind.
Dude, that's a lot.
A lot.
500 peanuts. I mean, how many is in one of those big bags, you know, that you get from Walmart?
I don't know. I don't eat peanuts. I'm not a
peanut. I mean, I don't eat too much peanuts either. Usually when I eat them, they're like Snickers.
You like nuts?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
I mean, like, and Snickers, yeah.
You like nuts?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Okay. I learned a lot about you.
Well, that was a fact of the day. 500 peanuts. 12-ounce jar of peanut butter.
Well, I mean,
it
kind of makes sense if you think about it.
I mean, yeah. Because, I mean, you got to add other stuff with it also. So it's not just peanuts.
But I'm just saying, they're like that big. They're tiny.
That's a big peanut.
I get it, but I'm saying they're not big.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then they're not like they're whole in there and you're chewing. I'm sure, I should have seen if that was creamy or chunky. I failed this morning. Because if it's chunky, I'm sure it's more.
I'm sure it's
less.
More because, wait.
It's less if it's chunky because it takes up more space. If it's creamy, they're smashed
more. That's true. Well, if it's creamy, there shouldn't be any chunks.
That's what I'm saying. It's smashed more, so it takes more peanuts. I failed this morning. All right, hit us with the joke. Make me laugh
because
I'm feeling bad about myself.
Why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
I don't know why.
Because they lack toes.
Yeah. Dad jokes for the win. Dad jokes for the win.
The week when dad jokes stop on here
is the week
we quit.
Yeah. There will never not be a dad joke.
No.
And there'll probably be some stupid fact, too. If it's not a stupid fact that you could live your life without knowing and a dad joke, the vault's officially over.
Yeah.
It's done. It's a wrap, we'll call it. Just end it there. All right, so we're talking about dreams.
Wait, can we take a second?
We'll take a second.
For our audience, our viewing audience, check this out.
Yeah, we got decorations now. We are, well, some might like to call the business officially official.
Yeah.
It's not a blank wall.
It is not blank wall.
It's no $50,000 Mike Trout jersey that we talked about. It's got some dirt on it.
It's got some wrinkles in it so far.
Yeah,
it's iron it out.
First time it's been hung up.
First time it's been out of the package.
Yeah. I don't know. I took it out of the package to look at it.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it. It says, if you can't read, this is a baseball house.
We had to look at it 6 times because we're illiterate. This is the baseball house. I'm just kidding. It's a baseball house. And I apologize for that. dreams. All right. So, everyone has dreams as a kid. Like, growing up, like, what was your dream when you was a kid? Like, what did you want to be?
Well, shoot. That's easy. You know, be a Major League Baseball player.
I was going to say the same thing. You know why?
Isn't that like everybody's dream?
I wouldn't say everybody's.
Well, no, not everybody's.
I don't think LeBron grew up thinking, hey, I want to be a Major League Baseball player. Don't get me wrong. The dude's good, but that dude could put a hit stick on somebody in football if he would have chose that route.
Yeah. He could have been a quarterback, I feel like.
No, he would have been a tight end.
You think so?
Dude's huge. Could you imagine him going up catching passes? No one's going to outjump him.
No.
No one's going to outrun him. He'd be
That's
one of the best tight ends.
Okay. What about Tyreek Hill?
That dude's too little to be a tight end.
Yeah, I know. He's a running back.
No, he's a wide receiver.
Oh, see, that's unfortunate. Sorry, Tyreek.
I guarantee he ain't listening to us.
And if he does, well.
I love
him. Then we're really big at that point.
No, he's gonna be mad at you. He's gonna be like, well, this guy.
I mean, he's still small. But we'll be really big at that point.
I wouldn't call it anybody famous that has 10 times the amount of money that we have.
Oh, he's got more than 10 times. Have you seen my bank account? He's got way more than 10 times.
I'm just saying, hunting, killing aliens is getting rough in the streets. I don't make that much.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say baseball player.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have, like, I never had the thought of, like, oh, I want to be a cop or I want to be a firefighter. I mean, a lot of kids do. I get that. Yeah. But, like, I never did. But then it was always, like, baseball from the beginning. And then, like, once I got into, like, high school and, like, all that, like, what did I wanted to become a history teacher.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Didn't follow that route. So that was my dream, I guess, was to be a history teacher and be, like, a coach, like a high school history teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't follow through with that. And then I was going to become a sports psychologist. Didn't follow through with that. And guess what?
What are you now?
I'm on a podcast.
Oh, yep. There we are.
What was your dream to be after you wanted to realize you weren't becoming a Major League Baseball player?
So, I mean, even through high school, maybe it wasn't so much Major League at that point, but, like, even, you know, going in and playing for college and then maybe going up to the minors after that. Just A-ball.
A-ball?
Yeah, just A, not, you know, double A or triple A. Just
I mean, you could play rookie league ball, too.
I mean, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's real low. I mean, that's heck, for those young kids.
They probably make what I make right now, so.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
We're calling up rookie teams right now.
Well, there's not anymore.
We're not calling up any rookie teams.
Demolished that. There's only 4 minor league teams per MLB team now.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, yeah, so yeah, I need to get educated.
Yeah, you do. All right. So, like, what did you want to be when you was in high school?
In high school? You know, I really didn't know.
You still don't know, do you?
I mean, I know now.
Oh, I'm a floor layer.
Yep.
I'm a professional floor layer. Come at me, son.
In high school, my junior year, I started thinking that I was wanting to be a civil engineer.
Explain. I don't know what a civil engineer does. I'm stupid.
That's why I majored they basically, in sport management. do specs and stuff on buildings and bridges and just stuff like that.
Okay. So you want to be a civil engineer?
I did.
Did.
Yeah, I went to college for half a semester for that one.
What happened there?
Yeah, no.
Too hard?
Negative. No. It wasn't that the classes were too hard.
You just said this is stupid?
Yeah.
I don't like
it. It's just not what I wanted to do at all.
You laid down one night, you had a dream that you was laying on the floor and you said, God, I don't want to do anything else.
That's what I
want to
do.
I don't want to do anything else.
That's right. That's not what happened.
I was about to say, that is the...
That actually happened by accident.
That is the weirdest story.
We'll get into that one in another one on how I became a floor layer, but that was an accident.
I feel like a lot of things are accidents.
Facts. Like this podcast. is that what you're going for?
No. This thing has been a blessing. Hey, most accidents turn out to be a blessing.
That is true.
I don't think this was an accident, though. I don't think this turned out to be a blessing yet.
Not yet. But we're getting there.
Hey, I'm fun with it. All right. Dreams. What do you have in dreams now? Like 3 dreams for like personal life dreams.
Personal life?
Yeah.
Get my basement finished.
Well, excuse you. We are in the middle of doing something. You may want to text her.
Yeah.
All right. So get the basement finished. While you're texting her, I will let you. You want to step out?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Get the basement finished.
Yeah, get the basement finished. You know, eventually I'd like to be a good dad. A dad, I guess I should say.
A good.
That's a good goal.
A dad? How many kids would you like to have in the future?
At least 2.
2 kids.
Yeah.
She is not happy with you. Hopefully you're not in the doghouse later, because you're probably going to be with not answering the phone.
Yeah, it's going to be a interesting one.
All right.
She'll understand. We're in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah. Bros before...
Wives.
So, at least 2 kids.
Yeah, at least 2 kids.
Not 7? Not a big family?
Negative.
You don't want to start a baseball team?
No, I don't want to start a baseball team with my own family. Like a whole baseball team, I guess I should say.
Yeah, but then you have a whole baseball team that greater chances of one of them going pro and paying for the rest of your future.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I guess if you had, you know, 7 chances there. Well, then you'd have to be banking on them all being boys.
No, I said, I mean, you can go pro in other sports.
No. Baseball's the only sport to go pro in.
Oh, gosh. So what's a? You got another dream, personal dream right now? So you got want to finish your basement, which it's almost done.
Yeah, we're getting close.
As we both look out into the basement
from just here. To make sure, yeah.
Just to make sure nothing's changed in the last 5 minutes. And you want to have at least 2 kids in the future. I mean, you just got married in
September. Yeah. That was close. A kind of close dream is to, you know, have a baseball team, coach a baseball team with you. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Tear shed, yes.
Be neat. Neat old burrito.
I knew where he was gonna. I knew he was gonna say that. So I was like, I gotta say it all the time. I guess personal for me, get a full time job.
Yeah, that's a starter.
That's a dream. Dreams are kind of like goals, you know. You know, maybe meet a nice lady.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice to not be a third wheel anymore. You hear that, people out there? Meet a nice lady.
Dude's single. he's ready to mingle. He's looking for a nice lady that's ready to settle down. I mean, like, kind of ready to settle down, you know, like.
I don't even know if I'm ready to settle down, but I'm ready for a nice lady.
Yeah.
No mean ladies.
No mean ladies. Been there, done that.
Too many times. Moving on.
What's your other dreams?
You know, like. I'd like to coach, you know, that'd be fun. Or just start something, you know, just working with kids and helping them in any way I can. Especially, like, at a young age, too, because, like, there's so many coaches nowadays. I'm going to go off on a little rant real quick. That don't coach the right way.
Pop off.
At ages 6 to 12, they want to win. Like, yeah. Everyone wants to win. I get that, but you can't put that first. At 6 to 12, those kids don't even know if they're going to be playing that sport when they're 14. A kid can be really good at 8, be an all-star at 8, but not even playing. Let's say, we'll take baseball for example. He can be an all-star at 8, but not even playing at 14. You're not going to know how good a kid is until at least 12 years old.
Yeah, at least 12.
Because
for me, it was
they're
10,
still growing. Okay, no, you don't. You don't because you could have gave it up. You could have been good at 10 and then gave it up at 12 because it's just not fun anymore because, I mean, coaches like to live through their players and, like, especially their kids, and a lot of parents do. Don't. Let the kids enjoy my nephew, because he's the only one old enough to play right now. He only plays right now because it looks fun and he wants to play with his friends. That's all you people. That's what we did when we was 8. We wanted to play with our friends. Like, we like baseball. We wanted to play with our friends. It's what you do in the summer. And then you get 10, 12. Once you hit 12, that's when you take it more serious. I mean, we took it serious then, but you really start to focus in.
Yeah.
And it's all about, like, hey, coach the fundamentals at 6 to 12.
Right. Then they at least have a chance.
You want to win.
You know.
You want to win. Don't get me wrong. But winning's not everything at 6 to 12.
There's a lot you can teach kids from 6 to 12 in sports, you know, all about character and stuff like that.
It's fundamentals and just like the game. And like, you don't want to burn them out at, you don't want to push a kid. Like, my nephew had a basketball game this past year. They played a team. This coach thought he was Phil Jackson coaching the Jordan era Bulls. I'm not lying. He had a guy on the opposite sideline filming the game. These are third graders.
Oh, God.
Third graders. He's filming them.
Oh, gosh.
Like, why? There's no reason for that. They're third graders. They want to go out there and have fun. They're 8 and 9 years old. Why? I don't understand it. I also got in a screaming match with him in the game. I stepped out of line because, you know, like, I'm going off on a rant because we got me started. I apologize for this. Instead of sending his players to the scorer's table, I mean, he sent them kind of there to get subbed in and let the rest bring him in. He said he was just set him there, and then when the refs didn't bring him in, he was just pushing him in to go, like, whenever, just throwing him in. So finally, I had enough. I was like, hey, you can't do that. He turned and looked at me and goes, well, what am I supposed to do? They're not doing their job. I said, you wait for them to do their job. Like, you can't just do that. You can't just throw a kid in there. That is literally like you just – baseball, just like telling your player, hey, go out to the mound and get the other kid out of here without even calling time. Just like, go in the middle of the play. Just, hey, run out to second base real quick, bring him in. middle of an at bat. Hey, switch, switch. You're not hitting good. Switch. You missed the curveball. What? And then like he's like, well, you need to. A kid's mom that was on my nephew's team said something to him, and he goes, he said something like, why don't you shut up to her? And oh my God, I thought my dad was going to lose it. My dad about beat some ass. It was the greatest thing ever. And I just stood there and I was like, oh, say one more thing, sir, please, because you are making an ass of yourself in front of everybody right now. Anyway, moving on.
Those are the greatest people, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry for that rant, but it irks me how coaches can be like that for third graders. Like, dude, yeah. They're third grade. You want to teach them the right way to play basketball. The right way. Right. Not unlike, they weren't even good. That's the thing. They were bad.
Did they lose?
No, they ended up winning, but I mean, because they're like they're a select team that does tournaments and all that, so they shouldn't even play in this league because it's like AAU. Right.
So kind of like us whenever we played.
No,
12 year. Well, no, we still played on different teams. Our
tournament team
playing in the league.
League play.
Gosh,
which we're not supposed to do.
Right.
Anyway, what do you have is like bucket list, like three dreams.
So, a bucket list, you know, which is kind of possible. For me, anyway. Me going to be, like, a professional fisherman.
Okay.
That could happen, because, like, right now I'm getting ready to fish these tournaments.
Okay.
And, like, if we get top five over the series, then we go fish a national tournament.
Okay.
And we have a chance at, like, a $90,000 boat or something. And then, you know, places from that, you get cash and stuff, and other prizes. That's one. The other one's, sing in a bar in Nashville. You know, get pulled up on stage and sing with them. That'd be fun. That'd be neat.
That'd be neato burrito. Jeez.
A third one? It's kind of far out there.
Yeah, give me your, like this. Let the third one be something like really extreme.
Extreme?
Why not?
Visit Ireland. I mean, that's not extreme. That can happen.
It's not really a dream.
I mean, it kind of is,
but okay.
Well, because you know,
I'll give it to you.
In this day and age, you know, you never know how bad some things could get.
Yeah.
Anywhere you go now,
that's true.
You could go down the street here and get shot.
I mean, down the street.
I doubt it. But
I mean, down the street is literally your street. You're the only one on this street. Yeah.
You never know. I'm gonna shoot you.
I'll shoot back.
But yeah, that's my three. Going to Ireland.
Do you have any other ones?
Nothing I can think of. Maybe okay. Go skydiving, but I don't know if I want to go skydiving.
I'd go skydiving.
Let's do it.
Sick.
I'd like to go deep sea fishing. I got all kinds of bucket list stuff. I got
sick deep sea fishing. Because I didn't do a private charter.
Oh, okay.
And it was like one of those big ones.
Mm-hmm.
It was July. It's like 100 degrees.
Oh, that's rough.
And I'm like, I think there was like 60 people on the boat.
Really?
And everyone was closer than me and you are right now. Like, I was touching shoulders with people.
Well, how's that even fun to fish?
It's not. And just, you know, you get out there and then you get the smell of the fish, which that's not a bad smell. Then you get the smell of the people.
No, that's funny.
And you just, I was just sitting there, I was like, I was like, done. Done. Like, if I ever go deep sea fishing again, it's private charter for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's probably the only way I'll ever go.
Yeah.
Is private charter. I'll save the money to go on a private charter.
I mean, they're not even that expensive. It's just, it was like a last minute thing. And then you can't really book a private charter at the last minute.
Right.
For me, I would say a dream would be, I thought I was going to have to burp there. I didn't.
That's good.
That's not a dream.
No.
I do want to work mental mindset with athletes. It's like a little side thing.
Okay.
That's just something that's always interested me. Number two, I don't know why, but I want to like have my own bar, like a bar and grill.
That'd be neat. That'd be super cool.
Yeah.
What would it be called? Actually, don't say that because some other tech
bar. Yeah. Name. I'm not saying, but it's a great name, and you guys will be jealous if it ever comes to fruition. Number three, I guess this is the extreme one. Hear me out.
Margot Robbie. Oh, God.
That's not a dream, dude. It's not a dream.
It's reality.
It's reality. I didn't even have to mention her this time. Thank you. Yeah, you did.
You're welcome.
But guess what?
I'm listening.
I'll add her to my extreme dream.
Okay.
So, the extreme dream. I want to fly passenger in a Blue Angel. The F-18 Super Hornets. The Blue Angels, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah. And as soon as I get touch ground, I want Margot Robbie to jump into my arms like I'm a hero. I didn't do anything. I probably threw up 7 times because those 7 Gs.
Oh, you're probably passed out almost the whole time.
just take off. Just other. Did you okay? No, I'm not. Maybe she can pull me out of the plane. That would be cool.
It'd be like a movie. Like a love movie. And put that on Hallmark. And Margot Robbie pulls Heflin out of a plane.
That'd be cool. Because she thought I was dead.
Yeah.
But I'm not dead. I fake it like a squints off a Sandlot.
Sandlot.
And then I kiss Wendy Pepper. Oh, she's my Wendy Peppercorn.
Oh, God. That's a good one.
I'm just saying.
Good analogy.
Hey. I mean, let's be real. If I have a dream, it's Margot Robbie.
Yeah. That's more a realistic dream.
Margot Robbie, this one's for you.
Oh, boy.
Wink. I had to say wink so the people listening could hear it or see me wink. Anything else dream-wise you got for the people?
Yeah. This is a dream for us, really. I mean, I want the vault. We've got big plans this year. But,
you got so close to go. We got big plans this year.
I just want the vault to go...
take off.
Just to take off, which we have, kind of. You know, we've got... we started out with, you know, 20 people listening, which was just our family, basically.
Thanks, family.
And now we're, you know, upper 140s,
thank 150s. Thank you guys for that.
You know, we just hope to grow from here.
Hey, we want to take the vault, like...
Bitcoin on a road trip.
And GameStop and just take it to the moon. Not actually to the moon, but like...
No, maybe
you get
Mars.
The reference.
What? Take it on SpaceX. Yeah. Send it.
Yeah, Elon Musk on the podcast.
Yeah, we'd definitely be making money then.
We wouldn't have to do anything.
No, he'd just
be
here.
For the rest of our lives.
And they'd be like, oh, now there's stock in the vault. What? It's a podcast.
Here's my thing, guys. We don't ask for much out of you. But we do ask for your support, and we thank you for your support.
Yeah, even if it's bad support,
it's still support. There's like, it's like the saying, there's no such thing as bad press, because, I mean, they're still talking about you, right?
Right. I mean,
right.
Yes, but...
yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
Exactly.
Did you hear how awful them guys were on the vault? Yeah, you need to go check them out.
And then guess what? They check us out, and they're like, hey, they're not that bad.
They're not that bad. They're not as bad as what they said they were.
Hey, episodes 1 through 3, garbage.
Yeah.
Fourth one, Christmas?
Skip to Christmas. That's where it really jumps off.
Christmas? Hey, those guys start figuring out what they're doing.
That's what I tell anybody. Hey, just skip 1 through 3, skip straight to 4.
I tell them, if you want to listen to our dark days and not know, and not where we don't know anything, listen to 1 through 3. You'll get a good laugh.
Yeah, you'll definitely get a good laugh. About and then on the third one, you'll have your ear up to the speakerphone. Listen.
Yeah.
Because you can't hear me.
Yeah. What's a sad day.
Yeah, but anyway.
No, but we do. Like, hey, guys. We appreciate your support. We'd really like you guys to just, like, start sharing our post. You know, get more out there. Send it to your friends, your family, your family's family, your friends' friends' family, families, your brothers, uncles, cousins, mothers, sisters, brothers, uncles, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, send it. I got it.
As always, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, @TheVault_pod.
And YouTube, The Vault Podcast.
Gosh,
got it.
Figuring it out.
Yeah, because I looked it up.
Other than that, guys, we appreciate you. We are Gucci Flip Flops.
Gucci Flip Flops.